Blog Talk Radio.
What is the small chat there? Anyways, the day is
is Monday Mayhem. This is Mayhem Monday. Score 9 right here, you know what I'm saying? I had to go ahead and do something new for the day to bring y'all something very special, you know what I'm saying? That happened to me, you know what I'm saying, a couple of days ago. You know, I'm always one to, you know, be an advocate for the people, you know what I'm saying? Stand up to the man, you know what I'm saying, when they try to do dumb shit to you. And so I had some dumb shit done to me. And I'm basically, to sum it all up, I got robbed by the police. I got robbed by the police in uniform, you know what I'm saying? And now that I said that, this is the breakdown. You know what I'm saying? This is the breakdown. Also, make sure y'all go to www.tryloudradio.com and vote. Make sure you vote. You can vote every single day, man. Just scroll down and vote. Please vote, 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 and vote votes. Tryloudradio.com. Just click on the vote. Vote now is right down at the bottom. I'm up to 45 votes. 45 votes. I'm looking to get 1,000 votes. So, I mean, yeah. I only got 24 more days, and I got to get 1,000 votes. I only have 44 votes. Tell me how I can do that. Everybody got a damn vote. Jazz, I damn vote. Spam the email, you know what I'm saying? And tell people to vote. You know, hey, man, I got a guy over here that's a pretty good guy, you know what I'm saying? He's working hard, doing what it do, you know what I'm saying? Reaching out for the people, reaching out for the artists. And needs a little help, you know what I'm saying? Getting the studio up and running. So, yeah, let me beam a couple of people in real quick. Excuse me. Oh, yeah. What's happening? Fritos. Okay.
I'm here. Who else is here?
Yeah.
I made
I got
it back.
Mr. Bow, bow. Mr. Go Fast. Goof, what's happening? Arrow?
Arrow?
Arrow? Boo News? Boo News? Where Boo News at? Boo News? Oh, what is
and
this?
Can't even get
here?
A bark or a bite out of it.
Oh, snap. You can type people's name in? Oh, no. That's fucking... All right. Now
like
y'all trying to... Y'all trying to show off. Underneath the caller that calls in, you can type the person's name to identify the caller. So you'll know who's on the
okay.
line.
Oh,
Long Talk Stephanie game up.
Well, they need to. They're charging.
Huh?
I say they need to. They're charging.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's why they just got this shit in the beta. They just teasing you and shit. No matter to me, shit. I stick with the old shit. Son of a bitch. Still got old fucking record player audio quality. So until you fix that, I don't even damn how pretty it looks, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
how was your weekend?
The weekend was all right. The weekend was, you know, all right. But what I'm addressing was Wednesday night, and this will be going on YouTube shortly. Shouts out to Due Date, the movie that I'm watching right now. If you haven't seen that movie, go out and check it out, whether it's DVD bootleg or however you get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so Wednesday night it'll be on YouTube. I got to go and get my chip to download it, you know what I'm saying, and upload it to the site. Upload it to youtube.com/DJ Smell So Good. Make sure y'all go and check that out, you know what I'm saying? Check that out. But anyways, so I'm out there chilling at Coco's, Broco's Lounge. Shouts out to Broco's Lounge. You know what I'm saying? Down here in Tampa, Florida. And we got a problem with the police liking to just come into the club without warrant, without probable cause, and just walk into the club, you know, snoop around, and then walk out the club. You know what I'm saying? And it's been happening lately since the summertime. It's been happening like every Wednesday they've been coming in the club. There's a pattern, you know what I'm saying? They've been showing a pattern. So the Wednesday before last, cops came up to me. I'm outside, cops came up to me and started joking with me and shit, looking through my CDs and shit, talking about, hey, these all mixed CDs, right? You ain't selling any illegal albums or anything, are you? I was like, man, I got a license for everything I sell. You know, basically get the fuck on up out of here. Boom. So he left, you know what I'm saying? He went on about his business. Now, that was the Wednesday before last. Now, last Wednesday, now this Wednesday just passed, the same cop, this is a corporal, same cop come up with some more rookies. You know, well, with one rookie. Last time it was four rookies. This time it was one rookie. So he did the same thing. They parked down the street, came up, walked up to the club, walked past me, didn't even speak to me, you know what I'm saying, didn't acknowledge me, didn't see me there, period. Walked by me, walked up to the into the club, you know what I'm saying, did they normal little walk around crap, fuck with people, don't find nothing, and get their ass out. Now, it's been rolling up. Okay, so, hold on. Okay. Sorry if you had to roll up. Okay, so, anyway, they walk by me, then they walk in the club. Okay, come back out of the club. They standing at the front door. Ain't got shit to do, ain't find nothing. They smell a ton of goddamn weed, and they ain't come out with nothing.
Oh, wow.
They stand at the door bewildered as fuck, madder than a bitch. They smell all this weed pouring out the door, but they can't find nothing. Okay, that's one thing. They hot. All right, so they hot already, but they can't find that. Okay. So they look next door to Mr. Smell So Good with his tent and all his signs over there chilling. And decides to come over and fuck with me. Again. They step over, they do the exact same thing. The officer steps over, starts playing with all my disc and stuff, taking them off the spool. I ask the officer, I say, excuse me, please do not pick up the merchandise unless you're going to make a purchase. If that's the case, then I'll tell you what it is. But you don't need to pick up none of the merchandise because you're handling it wrong. He going to tell me, well, I know you're out here selling illegal albums, so I can confiscate everything because you're in possession of a felony. I said, man, technically, you can't do anything because I ain't selling anything on this table. I said, if you would have read the signs before you walked up, you wouldn't even be making that statement. So he took a little, he said, well, you are selling all these CDs. I said, man, listen here. I sell cases. I don't sell CDs. So he was like, oh, yeah, you sell cases. Yeah, right, all right. So he kept looking through all the CDs. Then he looked over and he seen a stack of DVDs. He seen Hangover 2 sitting on top. He thought, oh, you got illegal DVDs too. So now you're selling illegal DVDs and CDs. I said, once again, I'm not selling any DVDs or CDs. I said, if you read the sign, it will tell you what's going on. This time, the officer say, okay. So he decides to step back, look at the sign. The sign says, DVDs $5 with the purchase of a case. Boom. He steps up. He says, okay. It says, with the purchase of a case. He said, how much are the cases? I said, well, for you, I give you a police discount. $10. Okay, at this point, the officer takes a step back, looks at the sign again. says, wait a minute, I thought you just said that the price was the sign says right here the DVDs are $5. I said, okay, yeah, what else does it say? With purchase of a case. I said, exactly, what do you want to do? You want to purchase a case, right? Okay, so for you, police discount, $10. Oh, yeah, it was 4th of July early because his motherfucking head about to explode. You know what I'm saying? He got that. He got so fucking mad. He turned off. He said, we dropped out. Oh, Goofy Bone dropped out. Okay. Evelyn, you still there, right?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Goofy Bone dropped out. That's what's up. I tell you who dropped out the calls, too. That's nice. Okay, so he go over. Now he don't have, mind you, he don't have no money on you. Now he ain't even have $10 on because he ain't pull it right out. He go to his buddies, make a collection, take up a pool, and come back and say, I want to buy. Yeah, he take up a pool, come back, and say, I want to buy a CD case. Now, he just said all this material on my table is illegal. So why are you now trying to come back and purchase the illegal material in uniform?
Wow.
Okay, yeah. So that's not the kicker. Okay, that's not even the kicker.
You got this on
appeal,
right? You have this all on
appeal. Hey, lady, stop jumping to conclusions.
Oh.
Listen to the story. We got 30 minutes.
All right.
A few minutes left. All right, so, he come back. Sylvie say, let me buy. I want to buy a CD case. I say, well, so you're going to have to come back in 30 minutes. I'm on break. I can't sell you anything right now. I'm on a mandatory 30-minute break, and my business is closed. You guys will come back in 30 minutes, and I'll be glad to sell you anything at that time.
Oh, no. His face must have popped.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, like I tell everybody else, if this was about 20 years ago, yeah, I would have been fucked up down here in the South. They would have fucked me up and bitch wouldn't even know nothing about it. But because technology has expanded as it has, you know, and the Lord has blessed me with the gift that I have, and that's the ability just to go beyond, amongst the lions and come out unscathed, I do what I do. I go on the cage every time. Shit, fucking right. So how about when I say that, he walks off. He got 30 minutes. He say 30 minutes. He walk off. Standing over there as far as they already knew what I was going to do. Because I was going to shut that bitch down, pack the fuck up, and go about my business. Because now at this point, y'all already harassing me. I don't even need to even take this any further. But before I can do that, okay, they coming in. Yeah. While my business is closed, okay, yeah, they decided to come back through, continue searching through the DVDs, start searching through my snacks and all my stuff, basically do an complete illegal search and seizure of my items. At that point, I called the supervisor out. I said, I need a supervisor out because I have some officers out that are illegally searching in my items and threatening to confiscate my items. By the time the supervisor got out, they go up to the supervisor, tell the supervisor, I'm selling illegal DVDs. I believe they said, I'm selling them illegal DVDs. Because the supervisor turned around and said, well, confiscate everything. He's selling illegal DVDs, confiscate everything. I said, well, so the supervisor came up, and I'm like, well, what? Because I'm going off. I'm like, what the hell y'all talking about? They started picking up all my shit. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? I'm not selling no DVDs. What are you talking about? I said, I got a business license and a tobacco license to sell retail items. He told me, so, well, you can't sell cases and give away DVDs or CDs. I said, how the hell you going to tell me what I can't give away? That don't make no sense. I said, if I want to give away a bag of chips and you give me $5 for this case, and I give you a bag of chips for free, that's what I gave you for free. That's my business right. What the fuck are you talking about? He talks to nah, you trying to promote some bullshit, some shit he didn't even know what the fuck he was talking about. And it's the supervisor talking to me. So I say, he says, so that's why we confiscating everything, and we're going to take your car, too. I'm like, whoa, what you talking about, taking my car, too? I said, that ain't even my car, it's my mother's car. What are you talking about? Well, it's being used to transport illegal DVDs. Transport what? My car is parked right next to me with the doors open and the music turned on. Not even running. So where's the transport coming in at? Long story short, they confiscated all of my CDs, all of the DVDs, the cases. Instead of them taking the signs down, like the rookie was starting to take my signs down, the corporal said, no, don't worry about it. He whipped out an old big old knife, and cut down all my signs. Cut down all my signs, cut them down.
Oh, hell no.
Threw them all in the back of my mother's trunk after they done searched the car. You know what I'm saying? They searched the car and find another little spool of DVDs in the back. After he say that, he say, yeah, definitely confiscate the car. So now they're using the car as storage to store all the shit that they just took from me. So they just took all my shit. After they searched the car, they found my laptop. Oh, here's the laptop. Yeah, we're going to take that too. They take my DJ schedule planner that had all my DJ gigs. They flipping through that. They see all just stuff written down. Oh, no, we're going to take this too. This got something to... Man, that's a DJ planner. I got DJ gigs. Now, I missed all three DJ gigs for this weekend because I couldn't call anybody back because you all took my information tablet with all my damn DJ gigs in it.
Man.
They towed the car, threw all the information in the car, drove the car up on the tow truck, and drove away like a thief in the night. They didn't give me a citation. They didn't give me a citation. They didn't give me a warning. They didn't take me to jail. They didn't give me no paperwork.
Nothing? Oh, hell no.
That's why this show is called Have You Ever Been Robbed by the Police?
Yes,
that is robbery. If I describe it any other kind of way, what is that describing?
Yeah, they stole from you.
Now, what he did do is before the corporal walked off, was walk back over to me and gave me a scratch piece of paper that had the report number on it, his name, and the badge number. No phone numbers, no information other than that. And walked off and slammed it on the table and said, that's your report number.
Wow.
Now, the kicker to all that is, none of them knew I was recording. Thanks to the modern technology of the cell phone. Because I normally had the big-ass camera out, and they noticed that, so they can be on guard. This time, I just used strictly cell phone. Bam. Everything. Audio, video, everything.
I can't wait to see it.
It's on a profit.
And he took a knife out to cut the signs down. Are you kidding?
He took a knife out. So, I was even talking to my own boy, tell me, he said, well, man, that's tampering with evidence.
Sure is.
That's tampering with evidence. How the hell? He tampered with evidence. I write all that down, tampering with evidence.
But it ain't no evidence, remember?
Well, yeah, that too. So, you know, they didn't do an inventory. No inventory. So I don't know what they took, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what they took. And so how can I know what you're going to return to when you didn't even do an inventory? At my business, they took my business license. They took my tobacco license, and this is how dirty they got. They left me with the tobacco and left me with the goddamn chips and shit, with all the other shit that I'm licensed to sell.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out to the computer lady, Miss PC Boom. Yeah, shout out to the Miss Computer Lady Show group on Facebook. Make sure y'all go and check that out. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of groups to join, too. So coming soon is the How You Ever Been Robbed group on Facebook by the police. Sons of bitches. Sons of bitches. So, you know, now I got, as a matter of fact, I got to call the lawyer this afternoon. She supposed to already be on the shots out to my homeboy, Paul, who hooked me up with a lawyer already. And she supposed to be taking care of some things. Let me beam in Goofy Bone real quick. Motherfucking building, man. What's happening? Go for it, boo.
Scotty.
What's happening, Captain?
What's happening?
I can hear you.
Hey. I'm live at the flea market with my mom, and we just walking around doing our thing and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Shout
mom.
Out to Mrs. Goofy Boo. Mama mm-hmm. Goofy Boo. Oh.
Mama,
hey, I'm over here daredeviling it, you know, I'm smoking a blunt and walking through the little flea market.
With
thing.
Your mom.
With my mom. That's
right.
Mom.
Well, you been listening to what happened, man?
I have little by little, but my phone keeps coming in and out, so it's like.
Oh. Bottom line is I got robbed by the police.
Yeah, I know. I heard that they came and fucked with you.
So
did you file a complaint at the police station?
Man, I don't went through. This happened just Wednesday. Thursday, I went to internal affairs that morning. Friday, went back to the police department. Ain't no police report. Called back Friday afternoon. It's a police report, but it ain't assigned to nobody. The detective say he don't know how the hell that happened. He don't know what's going on. My mother's car is in the impound. We can't access it. We have no access to it. So that cut us off from the mailbox. That cut us off from access to our apartment complex because the security little clicker to get into the complex is inside the car. So, yeah, we've been fucked up for a couple of days now since Wednesday.
Wow.
But I do got the lawyer on it, so Goofy.
You got what? Hello? Bone.
Now Goofy Bone dropped that at the beam in Miss Computer Lady. Miss PC Bone and Goofy Bone. All right.
Hey there, Smelly.
All right, we all back.
Hey, Heavenly Angel, how y'all doing?
Good, how are you, honey?
Doing great.
Yeah, Goofy, you back up in here.
I'm sorry, I have to go home. You're cutting in and out, so.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I got to call the lawyer this afternoon. I already talked to the lawyer Saturday. You know what I'm saying? The lawyer told me what to do, but then she told me, don't even worry about it. I'm going to do it for you. So that's what I'm looking for. Somebody going to do it pro bono. You know what I'm saying? I already got the list of charges that I want to file. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's getting there, man. Motherfucker told me don't be talking about no $100,000. Hey, you don't do nothing but $1 million and up. You don't talk about nothing else but $1 million and up.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about, people. A fucking million and up, you know what I'm saying? Huh?
Yeah,
come on, man. Who am I? Who am I? Shit. People, I'm going to tell you, if you fuck around with me, some way, somehow, yeah, I'm going to motherfucking get this shit on tape. I don't give a damn how it is. I'm going to get this shit on tape. So it just so happens that the cell phone that I got, you know what I'm saying, went on ahead and did the job of a big boy camera. So I didn't have to, you know, have them off guard. Because, see, that's the one thing about pulling out a camera. It puts them up on guard, you know what I'm saying? So certain things they wouldn't do if they knew they was being video and if they didn't know. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I pull out my cell phone camera and just, hey, let it roll.
Exactly.
So, you know, it to me, the dude trying to tell me it's not entrapment, but I don't know what legal term it is. If you sit up here and tell me that a product is illegal, and then you turn around and try to buy that same product, and I refuse to sell it to you, and then you confiscate that same product because you're saying that it's illegal, what the hell is that? That's entrapment. You just tried to trap me. You just said that the product was illegal. You just tried to buy the product. I refused to sell the product for you. So then you come back and just say, fuck it, I'm going to confiscate everything and just take the product.
So what did he want?
He wanted to buy a damn movie. But he just told me that the fucking movie was illegal. So when I told him that, you know what I'm saying, I only sell cases, he came back and tried to buy a case.
My God.
You know what I'm saying? So then I spent this cap. And then when I told him, when he tried to come back and buy the case, then I told him I was closed because I was on a mandatory 30-minute break. And fucked this whole world up. Fucked this whole game plan up.
It's all good. I hope that shit goes through, because, motherfucker, they've been harassing you, man, and it's
come on, man. You know how many shows I done did? Hell, I can go back through my shows and goddamn build a case. Shit. So this is third documented. You know what I'm saying? This is third time documented. So I'm compiling all of this stuff now. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to share that with the lawyer. What happened? You know, I got the lawyer rolling with me. So, tired of it. You know what I'm saying? It's just getting stupid, beyond stupid. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck it. I'm going to let it roll. I'm going to do what I do.
But that's what I'm going to mute myself, because, you know, they got the Mexican music and all this shit playing out here.
Oh, do, man. Tell them all, say, what's happening?
Yeah.
And buy something at the swap meet that we can use. Big old goofy bone out. Mr. Computer Lady, what you got going on?
Just posting some info in the group, Mr. Computer Lady Show group on Facebook. Like Smelly said, oh, let me wait till you beam Goofy out. Okay.
Yeah, he's straight.
Oh, he's straight. Okay. The, like I said, the Miss Computer Lady Show group on Facebook, make sure you all join. I got open membership now. Make sure you read the info before you join, because I'm going to make it close membership around July 3rd, but you never know, number one. And also number two, I was just getting ready to put in the chat for people to go to the private sector website for the sponsorship so they can vote for you. So I'm going to go on your group page to get the link so they can make sure to click it.
Yeah, I've been, you know, been voting for my damn self. And shout out to Ceddie J, man. Shout out to Ceddie Baby Powder Fresh J.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who been doing it real big on that over there, Dusk After Live, you know what I'm saying, on the Ning
mm-hmm.
Network. And I've
yeah.
been putting out a lot of information on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's been holding it down real big, too. So, you know, shouts out to him. He's been been helping me out a lot, giving me a lot of promo and stuff. So,
good.
Yeah, that's been doing a lot of network. Appreciate it.
Right.
So I do the same.
That's what it's all about.
Been doing the same.
Yep.
So, yeah, we back on, well, I ain't going to say back on schedule, but, you know, I'm, you know, just working on getting the background, getting the radio station up to par, you know what I'm saying? Really working on the finish and look, because everything that you see now is going to be completely different, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be dressed right, dress, and you know what I'm saying? I'm working on it. I'm working on it, so it's coming.
It's coming.
We got the whole new upgrade look. You know, we following the path of everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Before we launch, everything gonna be, it's gonna be upgraded. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, y'all can go now and check out. You know, click on the about. Trilateral,
mm-hmm.
You know, click on the show, our show. You can see Miss Computer Lady show up there and all her info links and all
mm-hmm.
that. Trilateral Radio, you can go to Goofy Bones. You see all his links and his information and all the stuff that we got coming up about Miss Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can see information about her.
Mm-hmm.
Our Smokers Representative, Mr. Cyanide, see information about him. Sadie Baby Powder Fetch J. When you click on the About TLC Radio, too, you can see all the banners that we got streaming, too. So I got to go back through and dress right, dress all the banners, you know, center them. Finally learn how to the Hotmail code on how to center and all that. So I'm going back through and centering everything because I like everything centered. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you all can also go to trilateralradio.com and, click on the listen live, and then after that, go down toward the bottom of the webpage and click on the private sector sponsorship banner for Smelly so you can vote for him. Just that simple.
That's it. It's real easy. It only takes a few seconds to sign up, to register. You got to register one time.
Right.
And as soon as you register, you know what I'm saying? Boom.
Mm-hmm.
You can you be in the game, so
there
you
go.
Know, you'll
mm-hmm.
be in the game. So
right, and before
and
Smelly just finishes, before Smelly just finishes his sentence, my vote was casted. So hey,
and then you can vote every day. So that's all I've been working on. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to just concentrate on that. That's really why I haven't been on. But too, I've been dealing with this damn police issue too now, so that just
right.
little you know, small blessing, you know what I'm saying? I call it a blessing, you know, because I'd have been through the fire a few times with the folks, and you know, every time it's been unwarranted, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm videotaping, though, because you know what I'm saying? I'm videotaping. It's been every time because I've been videotaping. He just can't stand the fact of me expressing my freedom of speech, you know what I'm saying, and my rights, and knowing my rights, you know what I'm saying, and actually following through, because people don't follow through. People be scared of videotape the police, you know what I'm saying? People be scared to complain and go down to the police department, file a fucking complaint on their ass. Man, fuck that shit. You know, if they interrupting your livelihood and disrupting what you got going on and you ain't doing nothing, hell yeah. I ain't saying go out there and just complain about them, you know what I'm saying, because you tired of them sitting around. Well, if they sitting around, they ain't fucking with you. You know, and that's the whole thing. I ain't mind them sitting around, but when you come fucking with me, then I got a problem. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's all good, though. It's all good. But that's what I'm working on now. Matter of fact, I got to get up out of here. I got to go right down the street. Since they done kind of put my dick in the dirt, you know, they done shot my money down. I missed $1,500 this weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They put my dick in the dirt. $1,500 for 3 DJ gigs. So I missed a family reunion, fish fry, all-day fish fry I was supposed to do, and then I missed the Father's Day party I was supposed to do for another lady. All these people called me up, you know what I'm saying, last minute. So that's why all of them was $500. And all of them agreed.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
He's telling me I missed $1,500 fucking dollars because y'all want to bullshit, you know what I'm saying, and play around. So you took my transportation, you took my laptop, and you took the book, you know what I'm saying, with the gigs in it, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
With my other DJ gig that I had scheduled. So I missed all kind of money, man. It's all kind of money, stressed out, you know what I'm saying? been paying $20 a day to get my mother to work. It's just been crazy. It's been real fucked up. But it's all good, you know. For every dark cloud is a gold lining.
Mm-hmm.
Platinum. Platinum lining, you know. So I'm just riding with it. I'm just riding with it. So I got to take a little journey down the street. Get my little money on, put my get my phone on so I can call the lawyer and stuff. And get all that stuff going on and see what's happening. Crack a lagging.
All right.
I can call it. So.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get going myself because I found out some information I didn't know about to try to help my dad. So I said, well, let me go ahead and eat my lunch and then get to crack-a-lacking on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And just get some more information on Mr. P. Lady Show Facebook group page and continue handling the biz and all that stuff. And I love you all, so I will see y'all later.
That is real. And this is trotoutradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Via blogtalkradio.com/WBGE radio. Make sure y'all go check out HD Radio at its finest. It's trilateralradio.com. Doing it real big. We're going to get out of here with old Mr. Vice Grip once again. Crabs in the barrel.
All right. And don't forget y'all, vote for Smelly. He needs our vote. Don't forget to vote for him.
Don't be a crab in a barrel.
Bye bye, y'all.
Against each other, more than all we had to pay each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Crab in a barrel. Oh, bad man. Community, all because of ignorance, they are suffering.